that Rashi says Yehoshaphat wouldn't separate himself from Achim Mishum Chashad. So I call him, Amma, what do we come out? That Afagav, the Mumul of Rosh Chavim Hevei, Lo Hevei Mumul of Chol Torah Kula, he's still not called Mumul of Chol Torah Kula, and therefore was okay for Yehoshaphat to eat from the Shrito. So this is the Raya to Rav Anon. The Rav Anon says that Mumul of Rosh Chavim is Mutalecho Mishritosai. Alright, we'll stop here. Here we're holding Das Heya Marala on top. From the middle of the Shiloh, we're trying to bring a Raya to Rav Anan Talocha that he said the Mumla Varis Kechavim, it's still Mutalecha Meshkitosoi. And the Raya was the fact that Yehoshaphat was a tzaddik, ate from the Shchita Vacha, which was a Mumla Varis Kechavim. So that's the question, maybe Nobly Shiloh was, maybe Yehoshaphat only ate from his own Shchita. So Tap Gemara says, no, we have a Maflig Nafshiminei. That Yehoshaphat would have not separated himself from Achav to make like two separate parts in Klal Yisrael. Therefore, it's Mestablag Rashi says that he ate from the Shechit of Achav, even though he's a Mumul of Rosh Chavim, that's the rather the Mumul of Rosh Chavim, it's Mutalecho Mishchitosei. So, now there's the question now, Minola, like how do we know this? That like Yehoshaphat would not separate himself from Achav. So, what's Ilayim if you want to tell me with the Siv, that there's a Pasuk in Melachim that says, the Pasuk says, Kamayni Kamaychom, is what Yehoshaphat said to the Melech Yisrael. The Pasuk says, V'yem Yehoshaphat to the Melech Yisrael. Kamayni Kamaychom, Kamni Kamecha, Kisisak Kisisachom. So Mashmi Yehoshaphat still stayed part with stayed together with Achav. So Mora says, so Ela Meyata. That's at the end of the Pasuk says. It says also, it says, Kisusai Kisisachom. Like my horse should be like your horse. Is Hochinami here also, it means to say, but we stay together, like what does Susan have to do with it? Trashid linyan is to the head to come out, linyan amachoma komale, that's all. Not to say that we rely one upon the other. It doesn't mean the world when it says kami kiyamecha, Rashi says, Dimash mereato kamoiseni, disom kamalaya, we rely upon you. Mora says no, here it says, the end of the pasuk is susai kisasech, which has nothing to do with relying upon one another. Elamai just means to say, that Rashi says that we'll have Mechama together. So, Samor says, Elamai dehevi asuscho, tehevi asusi, like any burdens that's upon your horse, should be upon my horse. That's all. I mean, that we'll go to fight together, that's all. But not that I rely upon you for Issa Veheta. So, Chinam here also, Ma dehevi alecha vialoi amecha, the burden that's upon you and upon your am, tehevi alai vialoi, should be upon me also, that's all. But not to say I'll be samech on you, just to mean the burdens will be upon us, that's all. So you have no right to say that your shofet would eat from the shechita of Achav. So when it says, rather, Elam Yehocha from this pasuk. Next pasuk says, O Melech Yisrael, the Yehoshaphat Melech Yuda. Yeshvim, it says, Ish al Kisai, Melovashim, the Godim. They were sitting together wearing clothing, the Gurin in the Gurin, the Mach in the fields. Pesach Shashomrim, by the entrance, by the gate of Shashomrim. So now the question, my Gurin, what does it mean to say here by the Gurin, by the threshing place? What do you mean to say, Lim, if you want to tell me Gurin Mamish, a threshing place, Oto Shashomrim, Gurin Heavy, do you think the Shah of the city Shomrim was a threshing place there? That's not where you thresh, you don't thresh this fool over there. So why is it called the Gurin? Ela meant to say this, that Ki Gurin, that this Pesach of Shashomrim was like a Gurin. What does that mean to Tanam? Well, not like this. Sanhedrin hoisakachati Gurin agula. When Sanhedrin sat down, when they had their psak dedinim, they sat down like in a semi-circle. Kachati Gurin agula, like around this other threshing. What does that mean to say? They sat like on a table in a semi-circle. Kadeshi eroyin zeh, everybody should see one another. In other words, they sat together the same way people sit together by the Gurin. Rashi says a mitzvah like this, that Kigurin hayu yoshvin bechiba uvereis. They sat together with love, with friendliness, with a good achas, just like the Sanhedrin. Shen choshim zeh zeh, they were not choshid zeh zeh. So here from this pasuk it's mashma that Yehoshaphat, like, was not choshid achav. Therefore it's mistavu that Yehoshaphat ate from the shchit of achav, from his people, even though they were mumul avoros kechavim. So that's the right ravonon, that a mumul avoros kechavim is not considered a mumul achol terakula. Therefore, he does not have a lochah like a goy, and therefore you're allowed to eat
from his shechita.
Now the Gemara says, Leinu Mechayilei, let me bring another proof to Rabbanan's halacha. It's like it's true what he's saying, that a mumul avaros kechovim, his shechita is still kosher. Because the pasuk says, right the malachim, before the pasukim say, it says, v'yorvim mevi'im loylechem u'bosor ba'boiker v'lechem u'bosor be'er boriv. It says the what? That the birds brought them lechem and meat also to eat. Now, v'yom av yudam arav mivetavche di'achov, that these birds came and brought meat to Yeshofet, but the birds to Orvim, the birds took the ravens took the meat from the butchers of Achov. So here it's mashma clearly that Yeshofet ate from the street of Achov, because here it says the Orvim brought the meat from Achov, from Beis Achov to Yeshofet. So Mara says no, it could be here, it's different, maybe here's no proof. So Mara says, I'll tell you that Apiyadibur Shani, here was different, here was called Apiyadibur. It was like Minash Shemayim. Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tiru, Lefi Shoh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Matrit, at least at that time. And the Pasuk says, V'yas Orvim Savisi Shom, L'chalko Lecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mitzav, at least Orvim to go. V'yas Orvim Savisi L'chalko Lecha Shom. So the Gehetta Minash Shemayim, that's where Yeshofet ate from this meat. Now the Gemara says, my Orvim, what does it mean, Orvim? Om Ravina, Orvim Mamish. Ravina says Mamish means ravens. These birds, they brought this meat. Orvim Mamish. Yes, he says Mamish means ravens. Om Alei Ravada Barman Yumi. The Ravada Barman said back to him, the Duma maybe no. Maybe the apostle says, the Orvim Meviya maybe means Trey Gavri. There were two people, two men, to have a Shemayu Orvim. That was the name was Orv. So these two people brought the meat. Where it says Milik Sil, like a riot, doesn't say another person in Shriftim, it says Vayogu es Oriv Bitsur Oriv Viezev, it says he killed him there. She says here clearly they killed a person called Oriv. She says the Oriv could be the name of a person. Samura still asks, Omulei is Rami Milsa that Tavayu Hevi Shemayu Orvim? Like good, one person then could be called Oriv. Well, how could it be that two people, they both have the name Orvim? You want to say when the pasuk says the Orvim means two people called Orvim, how could that be? Someone says, yes, still, the Duma may be Al Shem Mekemim. Maybe they called Orvim mean they came from the city Orvim. So these two people from that city, they have the names Orvim. Someone says, like Milak Sid, doesn't the pasuk say, Malachim, the Aram Yotze Gedudim, Vayeshu Emeret Yisrael, Nara Ketana, that what it says, the Nara Ketana was there. So the Kashtam, we have a question, Korin Le Nara. First it's called a Nara, which is Mashmi, she's 12 years old already. Then it says, V'kora la Katana, she's called a Katana. Katana is not a Nara. So how could it be Nara Katana? The Yom Rapidosh, Rapidosh says, Ketana de Min Uren. It says, well, the name really was Ketana. When it says it's called Nara, means you came from the city Nara. Maybe you're also Orvim means because they came from the city Orvim. So Mar says, and came and so, Uvoyim Miboyle. Should have said Lashon of Uvoyim, not the Orvim. The Orvim Avad is more mashma means to say, ravens, really, they came and brought it. So I call upon this also, they want to bring a rice in this posse, that they brought the meat that they ate from it. Teretz was also Piyadibu Roshani. So Teretz Mil Tatar speaks out. According to Havmin of the Gemara, we didn't know this Teretz of Piyadibu yet. I, Rav, says that Bosesh and Salamanayin is also. The meat that was, a Jew did not watch its also teeth from it. Yet you have to be afraid it got mixed up with Goyish meat. So Tzayzir Savada, we knew that much that the Dibur was matter to say you could be samech that this was the meat that came from Jewish meat. But just we didn't think to say that if the din would be that you can't eat from a shechita of a mumul of Rosh Chodesh, that the Dibur would have been matter it. Not the Teretz yet, but it could talk to be maybe the locher is that it's also teeth from a shechita of a mumul. Just here the pshat was, who was our Pia Dibur, there was a special heter min HaShemayim. Again the Gemara says, Lema Mitzvah, let me bring another proof to Rav Anan's halacha. Again, the same thing, that a person that's a mumal, a boris kechovim, he can still eat from a shechita. Why? It says like this. It says, Hakil shechten, fiafilu kusi, fiafilu oro, like we had before. The Bryce says everybody can make a shechita, even a kusi, and even an oro, fiafilu yisrael mumal. And even a Jew that's a mumal that doesn't have eris. So first we said, hi, oral, I said, the Muslim says this person, oral, does not have a bris milah. What type of person is it? Hilayma Shemesa Ochiv Machmas Mila, that his brothers died because of Mila. So men he has a head to not have a bris Mila on him. For the Gemara, how is from Ayu? That's a good Jew then. There's nothing wrong with Pshita that his Shchita is a good Shchita. There's nothing wrong with him. Ela Pshita must mean Mumal Arlos, that the person did not have a bris Mila on purpose. Lahachas B'mezid. He's a Mumma, means that on purpose he didn't do this mitzvah. And still it says what? That he can make a shchita, and shchita's kosher. He's not called like a guy. If so, I must say, what does it say to say? Fa'afilu Yisrael Mumma, even Yisrael that's a Mumma that does not err, it's also a shchita's good. So question again is, hey, Shidem, what's the chiddush over here? What is this case talking about? Im Mumma Ladov Rechod, Stam, a person does one Aveira. If so, we learned that already. Hayne Mumma La'alos, La'alos. That's called a Mumma for an oral. He doesn't care to have a bris milah. So even though he's a mumma for one mitzvah, he's still his shchit is still kosher. So what's the chiddush over here? So Moshe El Olav doesn't the price need to say mumma la'avodas kechavim, that even though this Jew does the aveira of avodah zara, he's a mumma, he does it, still he could eat from his shchita. If so, it's a clear proof with the Karach Onan, it's a riot Karach Onan that says that the shchit is still kosher. So Moshe says, no, maybe there's no proof. The Yerlam Eimlich really, I'll tell you, maybe Mumal Avarez Kechavim Loi. Maybe a person that worships Avodah Zorah, his Shechit is possible. Why? The Yomam Marcos, we learned, it always says that Chamur Avarez Kechavim, the Avera of Avodah Zorah is so strong that Shekol HaKoifabo, whoever is Koifer in Avodah Zorah, meaning does not agree to Avodah Zorah, he is Kamod V'chol Torah Kula. It's like you're being moided to the whole Torah. And really the opposite also. Whoever is moida to avoid the zora, it's like you're being kofer and called terakula. And therefore, maybe you have a look like a goy, that maybe then your shchita would be possible. So you have no right. It could be a mumor, lavos kachavim, maybe it's called a mumor, lakola terakula, maybe. And yeah, therefore, shchita would be possible. And el sabachat over here, el rather mumor li yose dover. The chiddush here is even though he's a mumor, that he eats nevelos, he eats treifus. Still, if he only does the l'tayovin, means when it's easy for him, here, if you let him shecht, it's like we say, why should he eat the nevela? He might as well eat a kosher shchita. So therefore, we say mechon a shchita. Who could have rabbi, like you had before, from rabbi's halacha? And rabbi says, if you're bird, you could check out the knife before and then give it to him to shecht, he could be say mechon a shchita. So again, you have no proof this price goes like Ravonin. Maybe a mumal, but it's kechavim, it's like a shchita is possible. Here we're talking about he's a mumo that he eats nevelos l'tayovin just for his own sake. So then we say, if you check out his knife first, it'll be a kosher shchita. Nothing more says Meister. I have a question like this. We dash in the pasuk that says mikem. Rashi says the pasuk says adam ki yakrav mikem korban. Somebody brings a korban, and the guy be neder on the dover. Zomer on neder on the dover. So ki yakrav masuk shiurts. If you want to bring a korban, you can make minader to bring a korban. Not everybody can bring a korban. That a mumma cannot bring a korban. Rashi says, if a mumma brings a korban, the kanim should not accept it. That's one drasha. The other drasha is, mikem means brochem chilakti. I made a difference by a Jew, but v'loy b'umais, I did not make any differences by goyim. Rashi says, "Mikem b'chem chlakti means klema. Mi dechiv haim you to be Yisrael, v'loy b'umas dechiv ishish mibeis Yisrael ashi Yaakov korb l'chon ureyim." Yeah. So there we learn that ishish is marb, even a goy could bring a korbin, like a Jew. And by a goy it doesn't say the lashon of mikem. So as if to say, only by a Jew we take out, not everybody can bring it. As it was, "Shmamina b'chem chlakti." Only by a Jew is the halacha that a kosher Jew could bring a korban, and if a Jew is a mumer, he can't bring a korban. But v'loy bumas, by goyim we don't say that. By goyim we say shekulim is not the mekabel mehem. Any goy that brings a korban, we accept the korban from him. It's another drasha. Yes, that's v'dashim. Mikem means only by klai so make this chilek. V'loy bumas. Another drasha v'dashim mina behema. Adam Kiyakov Mikem Mina Behem, it says, Lohavi B'nei Adam Shedemel L'Behema, that a person that's like a Behema, Rashi says, Shein Mekhidam Mekhayim the Mitzvahs, still will accept his korban. So Mikanama, from here we learn that Mikamblin Karbonis mi Parshi Yisrael. We accept Karbonis from people that do Averis, a Parshi Yisrael. Rashi says, Mashma Mezidim, even though they do the Averis Benezid, and willingly they do the Avera. Still, if they want to bring a Korban, they make a net to bring Korban, we accept it. Why? Kadeshi Yachsel Ben B'Tshuva Tshuva. Maybe if they'll bring Karbonis, they'll come to do Tshuva. Chutz, excluding, what's the first Drasha? That we do not include from, we do not accept in everybody. What's loitiyas a mumer? Chutz min a mumer. A chutz from a personal to mumer. So we'll have to see what the difference between a mumer and a Parshi Yisrael is. But by a mumer, him we're not, we do not accept his carbon. Ye umanasa chesayayin, some minas manasa, also means he worships Avoy Dezara. He's manasa, he spills his wine in front of the Avoy Dezara. Umachala shavah fahesia. Or some minas machala shavah fahesia. Him also, we do not accept the korban from him. That's what the Bryce says. Rashi says, "Yimanasek as a yain means Rabbis Gehavim." See if the person is tam a poishri yisrael tam does do averus, we accept the korban from him. But if he does these averus, that he's a mumel or manasek as a yain, mechal shabbos vehesi openly, everybody sees mechal shabbos, then we don't accept the korban. Samara says, Haguf Akasha, the theory by itself. Omar the first, he is saying, Likem, for Leikulchem, only some Jews could bring a korban, not everybody. Loit, yes, a mumma. Mash, many times, you're Poshe Yisrael, you do Averis Lahachis, the Mazid, you can't bring a korban. Well, the Torah, then we learn, no, it's a theory, Mikablam Korbonis, me Poshe Yisrael, that you could accept a korban from Poshe Yisrael. Of course, that's like a mumma. So it's a stira. Samur says, Holakash, there's no stira. Reisha, Tayy means mumma, Lachotara Kula. A person that's a mumma, he does all the averus, he doesn't care about the Torah at all. So that person, even though he's a Jew, you can't accept a korban from him. Mitzios, what's the middle case talking about? Mumla dover echot. That if the Jew does an avera for one avera, then you can still accept a korban from him. That's called Poshi Yisrael, means for one avera. One avera he does, then you can still accept a korban. If so, I'm going to say, what does the Sefer say? Chutz min amur, again, it says a mumi can't accept the korban. Or menasech es hayayin, or some menasech hayayin spills the wine in front of the avodah zara, which means he's over the avodah zara. Or mechal hashavah v'fahesiyah. Since so, hay mumi, this mumi that it says we do not accept the korban from him, hechidam, what's the case talking about? E mumi l'chol ha-Torah kula, if it means he doesn't keep the Torah at all, he does all the averus, he doesn't care about the Torah. If so, hay no reisha, that's the reisha we said already. Mikem v'loy kulchem. There's somebody that's a mumma l'chol ha-Torah kula, he can't bring a korban. So what do you have to say it over for? It said it already once. Elamai, the mumma l'dover echod, he only did one aveira, he's only a mumma to do one aveira, and he can't bring it. It's so kasher mitzios, it's a kasher from the middle. In the middle bright, it's mashma, poisha, yisrael, we do accept the korban from him. Elalav, isn't the pshan to say for the mumma l'chol, this is what the bright means to say. Chutz min ha-mumor le-nasach es-hayayim. If a Jew that worships Avodah Zarah, he like pours his wine to the Avodah Zarah, that's why he's menasach the Avodah Zarah. Or else a Jew that's mechal l'shavs v'hesia, him v'hesia, he cannot bring a korban. Alma, what do we see from here? That mumor le-avodah z'kechavim have a mumor l'chol ha-Torah kula. That if a Jew that worships Avodah Zarah, even though this is the only chet that he does, but he can't bring a korban, he's mamish considered like he's a mumma l'chol ha-Torah kula. If so, we should have a lach like a guy, that a shchita should not be a good shchita. If so, tiyufta the Ravonim, tiyufta the Chaim, the worst attack is a tiyufta on Ravonim. Next lesson, when Rashi says, Alma mumma l'chavim, ken mumma l'chol ha-Torah kula dami, Rashi says, Hay tana chamir le Shabbos, ch'ch avas l'chavim. Yil Shabbos is also like Avodah Zarah. Tiyuvi t'chavim, kaifa v'kodesh baruch hu. Somebody that worships Avodah Zarah, he's being kaifer, denying Hashem. The same thing, v'amechal Shabbos, what was mechal Shabbos also, he's a kaifer b'maisav. He's kaifer in the Kodesh Baruch Hu that created the world. U'meyit shekesh lo Shabbos HaKodesh Baruch Hu b'maisav reishis. As if to say, you don't hold that Hashem rested on Shabbos. That's also called you being kaifer in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So kids, so we end up not like Rav Hanan, that a Jew that's mechal Shabbos v'hesia, or else he's a mumma, he worships Avodah Zarah, his shchita taka is possible. The other most question, for Yomahocha Nafka, the true learner from over here, the Chur Mihosam Nafka, Rashi says, they mekabim korban min amumim. It is not the pasuk. It is not the pasuk to say that a Jew that's a mumur, the chotar kula, or else avodas kechavim or mechal shabbos, he did not accept a korban from him. So the pasuk is like this. It says meyama oretz vidarshin. So again, the same drush.